That's great. Just for me personally, you know, try to not get in like a religious mindset. However, when I look back and I take a look at, you know, the state of the church, and there's a lot of controversy because a lot of evangelical Christians, and I talked about this last week when I was on the Alex Jones show as to why Christians, more than 50%, may be sitting out these upcoming elections. There's reasons to that that I think that the Trump campaign has caused, that the Harris campaign has kind of leaned into and baited Trump into on the issues of abortion, et cetera. Not going to say that all over again. But the other side of that coin is just simply weak so-called pastors and beta male so-called pastors and these congregations and these churches that take a look at our world around us, and somehow they are told and they are taught not to engage in the world of politics on a spiritual and a biblical level, which I do not understand and I will never understand. And in my opinion, I think that is absolutely negligent. It's weak. It's cowardice. I mean, I don't understand how you could claim to be born again. I don't understand how you can claim to be a Christian. I don't understand how you can claim to be indwelt in housing the most powerful. I don't want to use the word force because it demeans the Holy Spirit. Spirit, that's appropriate. The most powerful spirit. It's God himself, God the Holy Spirit. How are you claiming to be indwelt with such a power that is eternal, that is undefeated forever, and not engage in your civilization that is falling all around you? That I just, as a born again Christian, I cannot, I will not ever comprehend. I understand why, but for me, I can't like sit there and conclude, yeah, you know, I'm not going to ever fight. And I'm talking about even when the right wing starts to lose and compromise on biblical values, start to engage that as well. You don't back down from that. You expose that too. It's not just these radical leftist antichrist psychopaths that hate Jesus and that are in opposition towards the Bible. It's happening in the right wing as well. And when the right wing throws in the towel and starts to compromise biblical values, you don't back down and let it happen. Even more so, that's even more of a wolf in sheep's clothing scenario, because a lot of these right wingers that claim to have biblical values are running around claiming to redefine what it means to be a Christian in the political sphere and world. You don't just throw the towel in on that. You don't just let that go. You don't just let that happen like some beta male, beta female cuck and sit there and just take it. Like, see, this is what I don't understand about the church. I really don't. I don't agree with it. I don't identify with it. And I surely don't support it. Can you tell? And so I think going into the future, because I've been kind of watching this, particularly, you know, the past 8 years with the advent of Trump, we've seen a rise of evangelical Christian engagement in the political world, standing for biblical issues, taking a stance for pro-life, taking a stance against gay marriage, right? Taking a stance against the transhuman agenda, right? I mean, it's like, come on, man, you look at the Bible, it's so simple. It's literally a kindergartner can sit there and read the Bible through, okay, and conclude that those are some pretty hallmark pillars of the Christian faith. And so right now, when there is a full-scale assault against those things, while your civilization is being hijacked by demonic powers across the entire globe, particularly the United States of America, it's an antichrist system. It's an antichrist machine. It's an antichrist spirit. It's an antichrist agenda. Now, see, this is where I think evangelicals and Christians that somewhat engage in eschatology, which is the study of the end times, particularly in Christian theological circles, because you can have Muslim eschatology, you can have, right, Christian eschatology, you could even have your own eschatology, right? But it's the study of the end times. And I am a born-again Christian, so I believe in the biblical eschatology and end times accounts and predictions. Those that were predicted thousands of years ago that have come to pass, and those that have been predicted thousands of years ago that are to come to pass. God's track record is 100% accurate all the time. So if you ever get around a man or a woman that claims to be a prophet, speaking on behalf of God, making predictions, speaking on behalf of God, and they get it wrong, if they get 99.9% right and they get that 0.1% off, they're a false prophet. That's not my opinion. That's the Bible, okay? And so with that said, as Christ has warned, as the apostles have warned, that in these last days you will see false messiahs, false Christs, false saviors, imposters, false prophets, false teachers, people that are spreading misinformation. And when I say this word, I don't say it like this current tyrannical, psychotic antichrist government. I'm talking about real misinformation, real disinformation. I'm talking about real skewings of the truth and real actual psyops that are being run on the general public. Isn't it interesting how they even hijack those terms? Where when you hear someone like me use the word misinformation or disinformation in the context of where I'm actually warning people about it, you're kind of like, what are you saying, man? Isn't it interesting how they've even hijacked terms that are supposed to be accurately used in accurate contexts? Yeah, these people are redefining everything. They're redefining even who God is. Obviously, they're wrong and it's blasphemous. But no man on planet Earth, even Christians, don't have the ability to define who God is. The Bible defines, God defines who he is. God speaks on his own behalf. We as Christians, we as the church, we interpret his scriptures correctly, right? We exegete the scripture, not eisegete. That means you pull out what the Bible is saying for itself. You don't read into what you think the Bible is saying. We interpret. God just speaks for himself. Same thing with some of his pillars, even in society, such as marriage. And so as I'm watching this all around me, and, you know, I think what happens in the church is the lines get blurred and they get skewed, where it's almost like I like to call it like a lazy theological mindset. And it goes like this. You probably know people like this, right? Well, Jesus Christ is coming back anyways. I mean, take a look at the world around you. Matthew 24. I mean, look at 1st and 2nd Timothy. I mean, the Apostle Paul warned exactly about these days. Romans chapter 1. It's like reading the newspaper. It's like opening up Infowars.com and reading the front page of the breaking news. Yeah, agree. But this is where I don't agree, is they will go right there and they'll say everything correctly. Jesus said this, Jesus said that. Look at the last days here. Look at the last days there. Look at the Middle East. Look at these possible developing prophecies that might unfold. So, you know, enjoy the show, brother. You know what I mean? Like enjoy the show, brother Drew. You know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean? What are you talking? I've literally been told this. What are you implying? Well, enjoy the show. Jesus is probably going to come back within the next 20 years. A lot of weak-minded, I think misdirected boomers think this way because they're kind of at the end of their lifetime. And yes, things are as the Bible described in the last days. And I could get how you get into this mindset where, yeah, you got like 20 years left to live and you think that Jesus Christ could return at any moment, which he can. But, you know, I'm going to die anyways. So just chill out, young man, and enjoy the show. I can see it. Thank you. No man knows the day or the hour. We could be here for another 500 years fighting. So I disagree with that. We'll be right back. Make sure to share the links.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's a type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing